You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. Hope that you're having a good one. Not a hot day, but a humid day out here. A little bit different, which I wonder how that played for the fellas. I do wonder if everybody's just out here counting down the days to get to West Virginia.
Oh, I don't wonder at all.
Because you know for certain, huh?
That includes staff. That includes ownership, front office. They want that good weather.
I imagine that there's some folks that really would appreciate that refresh as well, because I think the offensive line and the offense in general, because I want to let the rest of the offense off the hook. Yeah. They do need to have a better day, because I see it on the text line. Again, 713-572-4610 is the place to get involved. Somebody said the reports out of training camp that I'm hearing sound exactly like it did last year. Do you feel that comparison?
No. Last year, we were just kind of wondering, all right, next step.
When it comes to the offensive.
Offense? Yeah, next step. Let's see what it, you know, how it plays out. No, not at all. This year, we came in wondering what the heck it's going to look like. We're sitting here with a little better knowledge, a little better insight. Still wondering, though. Still wondering.
I was like, when do we turn the corner on it's early? I don't know. Yeah. Well, maybe that's a conversation we have as well.
Yeah.
But just to give us better insight into what happened on a day where, again, I don't think you can say, or you can absolutely say the defense won. Offense coordinator Nick Caleb, we've got a chance to talk to him, but this is him talking to the assembled media after practice right here on Sports Radio 610.
What do you feel like you guys are with the offensive line and how that's progressed on the little pads along out there?
I've been pleased. There's been improvement. There's been steady improvement every single day, so it's just a matter of continuing to refine it. I mean, we get as good a work as we're going to get out here against our defense. You know, it truly is iron sharpening iron. So, you know, we're getting good looks. We're getting to correct some things. We're getting to clean up some things. But there's been steady progress, so I've been happy with it.
Nick, how have you seen Ariante develop over time? Where are you right now?
Yeah, I mean, he's done a really nice job dating back to spring. He works at it. He comes in. He spends a lot of extra time on his own. Fundamentally, technique, pad level, all those things are improving. So, still got a ways to go, but I've been pleased with it. And he's a very conscientious guy, and he's wired the right way. I mean, I think it's everything. I think it's timing. I think it's, you know, being a little, you know, anchoring a little bit more at times in the protection piece of it, being able to play more on time, you know, got to do a better job myself, maybe getting some more quick options there early on too. I think it's collectively, it's everything. It's not just one person. It's never just one person or one facet. Just think we got to continue to all evolve and get better, you know, collectively.
Pretty talkative secondary. What kind of edge are they bringing to practice?
Oh, it's fun. I mean, it's competitiveness. I mean, that's what you love. I mean, we got a great spirit about the guys on this team, and our offensive guys, they enjoy it, you know, and it's as good a competition as you're going to see day after day after day, and it's going to make us better.
Coach, you guys have mentioned competition a lot.
Yeah.
What do you say from Jalen Thomas at the left guard spot, and how is that left side trying to come together right now?
Yeah, he's improved quite a bit. I like his demeanor. I like his approach every single day. And, you know, again, we got good competition across the board at all spots, so been happy with that. No different, like I talked about, you know, whether it's the right side, whether it's Ariante. I mean, all these guys are out here competing, and they're all coachable. And that's, if you care, you work hard, you can take coaching, and you're going to have a chance to get better. And that's what I see those guys doing.
In your experience with the tight end position, where do you think Dalton, Brevin, and Kate are?
Yeah, they're in a good spot. I'm pleased with all of them. I think we have a really deep room. I think Jake Moreland's an outstanding coach. And has those guys playing well. They're all different, and they all have value, and they work well together, and they're going to help us.
Big Jake, you think, as a rookie, what do you see from him, how quickly he's taken to the NFL, and what are some things that jump out?
Mature. He's mature beyond his years. He's a pro. He's got the right demeanor. He's in here all the time. I said that. I was asked that a couple weeks ago or whatever. Like, those young guys, you got to kick them out of the building, dating back to OTAs, so... Ben does a great job with those guys, and they work hard, but I've been very pleased with those guys.
Fullback question for you.
How difficult is it to install offense going against a defense like that?
Well, I mean, they're competitive every single day, the unit we go. So we got to get our stuff in, and we got to make sure that we're trying to, you know, clean up the things that we can control to give ourselves an opportunity to compete against them. But it makes us better. It's what you expect out of this unit, you know, and it's what we expect from ourselves is to go out there and compete too and battle. And, you know, it's as hard of a look as we're going to see down after down, and that's a good thing, you know.
You coached James Devlin and yep. have that background with fullbacks.
Sure.
What does Jakob Johnson mean to the offense? What do you envision the role of a fullback in offense?
Yeah, I mean, it allows you to activate a different personnel grouping, obviously. You can do some different things. He's, you know, he has versatility to not just play in the backfield, but play in the D-gap area and YY wing sets as well. But, it, you know, you can activate some different schemes. I think that fullback position in general, and I would say it's an extension to the tight ends, that brings a toughness to a football team. It enhances the toughness. You talk about situational football. You talk about 4 minutes, short yardage, goal line, early downs. Like, that's a toughness position, and it makes everybody around him tougher. And, I've got experience with Yach. He's all in. He pours everything he has into it. So I've been pleased with him and the group in general.
Going back to what Sarge said, is there any emphasis from you guys where you can evaluate plays from multiple areas? Because the play doesn't seem busted when there is a sack. It seems
sure.
like the rep is still going and being completed with the receiver.
Sure.
Is that something that you emphasize?
Yeah, I think just in general. I mean, you want to be able to continue on through the play and get the work at it. So, you know, D'Amico and will control the whistle when he feels it needs to be blown dead, and he's the boss, so we just listen for the whistle when he blows it or he doesn't.
What are the thing y'all trying to work on that before you go ahead to bring more wing more?
Yeah. Just, continuing to play cleaner, to be more refined fundamentally, and then just really to build, you know, on the latter stages of the installation process as we get going here. You know, so we're about the tail end of the core install, and then we'll start to chip away at some different things here moving forward.
D'Amico said that this offense isn't a copy and paste because
sure.
of the previous teams that you've
yep.
been with. But how much of Julian Edelman do you see in Noah?
Well, I mean, short area quickness, you know, height, weight, speed, those things. I mean, there's every player is different. There's no one player that's really the same. But, you know, he's obviously got inside to outside flex. I mean, there's comparisons if you look at it from the lens that you're asking for. I mean, they both were prolific punt returners too, short area quickness, highly competitive, highly smart football players. So, you know, we got a good group of guys, not just him. I mean, the whole room is full of good guys. And, again, Ben does a great job with those guys too. And we're really lucky to have, good players and a great coaching staff.
What's the basketball process right now? They're more about getting those mental reps in compared to completing the playoff.
Yeah, I think it's both, to answer your question. I think there's an element of mental reps that starts in the walkthrough phases and, you know, morning, night walkthroughs, et cetera, and then the physical reps. And then for the guys that aren't in on the physical reps, there's a mental above-the-neck component to that too. So you're always trying to get mental reps if you're not in. And then we got to take advantage of the physical reps, and that's where you see the fundamentals come to life.
Is there any challenge there with Joe and Damian not being able to be on the field as far as those mental reps? Do you feel like they're taking in what you're doing?
Sure. I mean, they're doing everything they can. So, I mean, control what you can control, and I've been pleased with that.
How important has worked with Matt for getting to understand what that defensive process and that defensive scheme is doing?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, he's an awesome guy. He's a great football coach. I share a wall right next to him, so I feel like I get a lot of positive energy and good stuff coming from his office. But he's awesome. I enjoy him. He's highly competitive. He's a great coach. He gets those guys going. So it's been fun. It's been fun working with him.
With Jamar and British, this is your first year with them. They were obviously here last year a little bit. What have you kind of seen from them in their second year here?
Yeah, I mean, they come to work every day. They've both gotten better. They're different style of players, but respective to where they started in spring to where they're at now, you know, I've been pleased with both of them, and we just got to keep it going in that direction.
What are some of the challenges when installing a new offense that boys might
grasp? Well, I think, you know, it's teaching the fundamentals of and the intent of what we're doing. So that started in spring. It's continued now, and I think if you understand the intent of what we're trying to get done, and you're trying to put guys in position to utilize their strengths, which you're trying to do. You're not trying to ask somebody to do something that they can't. Then you got to start building it towards, you know, trying to refine what we're going to be as we start to evolve in this, you know, beginning to middle part of camp. And we're in that process right now, finding out what we can do and also trying to bank some reps. I mean, we don't get, you know, we don't get the rep every single run that we have in, you know, three times a day. So some of that's carried over to other days so we can continue to look and evaluate those things. And, I mean, it's an ever-evolving process.
All right, thank you.
Yep. Thank you all. Have a good day.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Offensive coordinator of the Houston Texans, Nick Caley there. Man, look, if you play for Nick Caley, you're not going to be able to mistake what the key points are.
Yeah.
He hammers the hell out of the things that he wants you to know.
The fundamentals, the technique. I mean, I'm listening to that, and we had seen him earlier. You could just feel. He said, hey, iron sharpens iron. You know, that's good for us, all that. This was not a good day. Yeah, they need some sharpening. They need more sharpening on their end, and they need that offensive line to just hold up better. It's very, very clear. I'm sure in his mind, in his heart, he feels like this is going to make us better. But it sucks right now. I mean, the frustration is very tangible.
Yeah, I'm trying to, and maybe this is the question that we ultimately need to, mm-hmm. you know, kind of work through here. 713-572-4610. Always appreciate you getting involved in the conversation, too. At what point does it stop being early?
Yeah.
For what we're doing here? Because he's not wrong. Like, they're still install and activating various portions mm-hmm. of what I imagine their offense will ultimately look like. You've had a couple of weeks of practice here.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you have OTAs, minicamp, all those things as well. But, I mean, they're starting to find where the offensive line is. CJ is still, you know, grabbing more of a responsibility. Nick Caley is still finding what this offense is going to be. But a day like today, where how many would-be sacks did Will Kunkel count?
Nearly 10.
At what point is it just like you can't have any more of those?
Well, and at what point can you not have any more of those for the players' sake? Because, you know, players are going to be, as much as, you know, here's Nick Caley saying, it's going to make us better. That's a great defense. It's the best we're going to see. Every rep is a challenge. The players are out here busting their butts, and at some point they're going to have to see some success, or they might be looking around the room going, man, what's going on? You know, especially at the quarterback position, at the wide receiver position, the tackle position. You know, they need some success, whether it's, whether it's just a little bit, just one practice, just to kind of get that validation, you know?
And I really and truly, I understand, because I saw earlier Toby on the YouTube saying y'all are bumming me out with this O-line talk. I tried to, you know, real quick during one of our breaks, double check with a number of people that have kind of had mm-hmm. an opportunity to, you know, solely focus on what practice looked like today, as of course yeah. at some points we have to then, you know, do a show.
Yeah.
And it is in one voice like, yeah. hey, yeah, no, that was not a good, mm-hmm. not even close to a good day for the offense. And I just keep coming back to, man, these things happen in training camp. Mm-hmm. I get it. But when do we need to get to a place where, and I understand you're coming from a place where you're trying to build up, but that was one of the problems.
Right.
That was one of the things that we could foresee as a potential issue is
yeah.
if you have these lofty goals, and I understand you got to keep on your fundamentals, at what point does it become, this is a problem, you know?
Yeah, and I think you and I are kind of both looking at that point, you know, in different ways. Like,
is that next week? Is that first preseason game?
I think, you know, Vikings has to be a validation game. I think, and especially in today's NFL, where you don't necessarily, like, you know, third preseason game, nobody plays.
Yeah,
you know, it used to be everybody played for three quarters, but that's not the case anymore. I think the Vikings, you'll probably see pushing a quarter maybe of the first, quote unquote, first team offense. They have to have some success then, because right now they must feel like, man, we're getting our butts whipped consistently. Is this offense going to work for us? And that's a fair question. The coaches might see it. They might look at the film and say, hey, look, it's going to work. This is what we need to do. This is our approach. This is going to be our, you know, these are the things we need to work on. But that doesn't help the guys that are on the field that are getting whooped. You know, they need some validation.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And it does feel like, and tell me if I'm wrong here, because the 346 sends in a text, and I think it feels just a little early for this question just yet. Is it the players they got, or is it time to start questioning if Kaylee is competent? I don't know if I'm at that place yet.
No.
But that is an undercurrent of all of this, I think. Yeah. And with like every day that you get out here and you see the offense seemingly not taking, you know, not taking leaps forward, Kaylee seems to insist that there's steps being taken forward. And I guess at this point I have no choice but to kind of trust his perspective on it, because what I'm seeing feels a little bit less optimistic just in the moment. Right. Again, these are practices. There's only so much you can make of it.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I don't know that I'm under, you know, questioning the entirety of it. But I get where skepticism will start to pop up for certain people.
And that's why they need that validation, because it's going to start growing. And I'm not there yet. I don't think it's anyone should be there yet. About Nick Kaylee. If you're looking at anybody right now, I mean, hey, Nick Caserio, you know, you bought the groceries here, man.
Yeah.
You bought the groceries here. And maybe this offensive line, you know, the projections that you had. And again, listen, I feel bad even going there because it's correct. So early, and we still need to see them against other teams and maybe get that validation. And maybe this offense ends up being, you know, really, really good. And they win 13 games and all that. I'm just saying, if you're looking at Nick Kaylee, you know, he didn't buy the groceries, and there's still a long way to go.
And that's why I said, like, look, when is the time? Because I don't think right now is the time. No. Even though, again, I'm a little disheartened.
Yeah.
And those questions that we had early on, that I was like, all right, let's put these away and try and see what the idea is that the Texas team is trying to put together.
Yeah.
Those questions pop back up. But I do wonder, okay, at what point do we need to then have some hard conversations? Does this change your season predictions or projections?
No, I don't think so. No, we haven't even gotten to there yet.
I still very much think that this has the capability of being a good team. I think the defense has shown the capability to be a carrying type force. But again, when you talk about like where you're supposed to be along in the process, that's one of the things I was hoping to kind of get from Kaylee. Like how do you find yourself in the process?
Right.
Where do you see yourself in the process? That I don't know that I got a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that I think I'm ultimately trying to grapple with right now.
Let's be very clear, kind of to wrap this up on a different note, because I feel bad even going there. You know what the texter was talking about, and you know, hey, the groceries this, the groceries that. Let's be very clear. They have the weapons. We are impressed with the weapons, you know, whether it's Nico and Christian Kirk. He had a good day in the one-on-one drills, you know, against Jalen Petrie, and obviously C.J. Stroud, and if Nick Chubb, you know, can be the running back. The weapons, to me, is not the problem. The problem has been up front and the defense wrecking this offense. So maybe, you know, we'll come back on Monday after the Minnesota preseason game and say, all right, this offense has something. But right now, it's just frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really what it is. It's the frustration, because I feel like I'm being too negative on this, and I probably am, but it's the frustration of seeing, after a year of seeing the offensive line get whooped, coming out and the answer supposedly kind of feeling like it's not on par with where we would hope it to be at this point. Is our defense this good? The defense is really good.
Really good.
I don't want to ignore
really
that portion
good.
Of it by any means. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's have a little fun. Let's do some lunchtime confessions that we typically do at this time. We will do that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.